Flea Beggar Summit, Biden, Harris to host Texas Democrats ditching election integrity vote. By Wendell Hasebo on July 13, 2021. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are scheduled to meet this week with the Texas Democrats who fled Texas law enforcement to block state election integrity efforts. The meeting, which may include Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, will presumably take place in Washington, D.C., where the fugitives are taking refuge from the Texas State House, which voted Tuesday to arrest the members for leaving the state during session. The House vote, 76-4, authorizes state troopers to arrest the members, along with potentially activating the use of arrest warrants to get them back into the state. Upon arriving in Washington, the fugitives held a press conference Tuesday morning in which they broke into song mid-conference. The members quietly sang, "We Shall Overcome," a Christian gospel song originally attributed to Charles Albert Tindley that was first published in 1901. Shortly after the choral response, Texas State Representative Gene Wu, D., who appeared in Washington, D.C., with the fleeing fugitives, tweeted a photo of his first meal as a fugitive. "Now I have an idea what A.G. Ken Paxton must feel like every day. It's not bad. No wonder he keeps committing more crimes," he doubled down, calling Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton a fugitive, even though he did not present any evidence Paxton has or is breaking any laws. The Democrat antics arise as photos revealed the Texan lawmaker smiling maskless on a plane fleeing Texas to stunt election integrity efforts in the state, which would have placed additional restrictions on voting by mail, creating new ID requirements and expanding the freedoms for partisan poll watchers. "As soon as they come back in the state of Texas, they will be arrested, they will be cabined inside the Texas Capitol until they get their job done," Abbott explained Monday evening. Once the members eventually return after doing their press tour, law enforcement will guide the once absent members to the chamber, where presumably a vote will take place on the election integrity legislation.